This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Welcome back. Hour number two coming at you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I haven't slathered up my agency arms classified yet, primarily because I've been waiting on this rifle for a while. I haven't, but that's not why I should be slathering that thing up. It needs to be ready to go. Well, you know, the fastest growing segment firearms buyers today are women. And because of that, the firearms business is beginning to change. Firearms are beginning to spur for women a new kind of clothing line. Now, for decades, women had very few choices when it comes to the clothing they can wear to hide that they're carrying a firearm. They could wear baggy t-shirts or coats or put it in a purse and hope it didn't get swiped or that they didn't have trouble getting it out in an emergency. So, on the scene now in the marketplace are holsters and corsets and camisoles and other clothing designed to be flattering, feminine, and functional for the pistol-packing mama crowd. Marilyn Smolensky said, I don't want to dress in tactical gear and camo all the time. I love tactical clothing for the range. It's comfortable. I don't want to ruin my everyday clothing. And in 2012, Marilyn created Nickel and Lace, a company that caters to women who want to carry a firearm concealed but don't want to trade in their femininity. But I don't want to wear it to the grocery store. Now, Smolensky started her company right around the time when Chicago city laws changed and she could again legally carry a gun. When that happened, she struggled to find something that didn't make her look frumpy and didn't broadcast that she was packing heat. Most of the clothing was geared to men, coats with hidden pockets or holsters that tucked neatly inside a waistband. But until the last few years, those weren't always great options for women who don't wear belts as frequently and are more likely than men to wear form-fitting clothing, making it difficult to hide the fact they're carrying a firearm. Carrie Lightfoot, founder and owner of the Well-Armed Woman in Scottsdale, Arizona, said when you put a man's holster on a woman's body, it sticks out. It doesn't hug the body. One of her company's first missions was to design and produce a holster that recognized the differences in body types and clothing styles between men and women. Women's waists tend to be shorter, providing less room to withdraw a gun from a holster. Hips and chest can get in the way, too, according to Lightfoot. Lightfoot and Smolensky said that some manufacturers tended to shrink it and pink it, thinking that taking gear produced for men and making it smaller and brightly colored would satisfy female customers. No. They and their counterparts emphasize they are driven first by function and safety before aesthetics come into the equation. Lightfoot says women need to know they can carry effectively, and I think the key is finding a way to carry it so you can be comfortable and move through your day without being poked and having a big hunk of metal in your pants and not be able to sit at work. Both are also advocates for providing women with information and guidance on ways to feel secure and be safe. For Smolensky, that goal has led to the creation of the annual firearms and fashion show, which includes seminars on personal safety. Her company actually got its start with a line of jewelry from necklaces that can be pulled away easily, then used as a weapon, to chopsticks that can both be used to hold up hair and then be wielded against an attacker. For Anna Taylor, the founder and CEO of Dean Adams LLC, named after her grandfather, who first taught her to respect firearms and handle them safely, the road to creating a line of concealed carry clothing began at about the same time she became a single mom and the safety of her family came down on her. She got her first concealed carry permit in 2013, and she went through seven different holsters. Now, see, here's the thing about that. I fully identify with that. Right behind me, I've got a drawer full of holsters. Now, I got lucky because I found G-code. And G-code works pretty much for everything I need for it to work for. I'm waiting because Alien Gear is sending me some stuff, and I'm very eagerly waiting for that because inside the waistband means that I can carry more and better, more often, with lighter clothing. For me, anyway, we'll see. But, you know, but I've got a bunch of holsters back here. I've been thinking about melting them and making my own Hot Wheels tracks with it or something. She, what was her name again? Anna Taylor? She said, some were hard and comfortable. Some of them I'd have to take off and set down when I went to the bathroom, and I was afraid I would go off and leave it there, like I've left my phone behind before. Others, belly band types with a print so bad you could see the grip or outline of the gun through my clothes. So when I went out in public, I felt like I had these awkward arms always trying to hide this thing. Her first design involved a mouse pad and a postpartum corset to create a soft holster. She was able to carry the kids around, nurse, give the kids baths, even jump on the trampoline, and she could forget that it was there. With her last $200, she found a manufacturer willing to do a small run. Flash forward 3 years now, and she now has products on shelves at nearly 100 dealers around the country. She has expanded into safety and training and is now an NRA pistol and rifle instructor. She even has a few men who buy her products, including, she said, air marshals who gravitate to the snug, comfortable designs. And she said, we have options that don't have lace. We have solid black. That doesn't surprise me that women, because, look, guys, whoever was putting this stuff out to these ladies, making it smaller and pink is not going to cut it. It's a different body type altogether. Women wear different kind of clothes. Most of us make fun of them for wearing the kind of clothes we wear. So they're not going to wear the kind of clothes we wear. They're going to wear it. The conundrum is that, you know, they want to wear what they want to wear, but they don't. They want to carry a gun, and they don't want to print is where it boils down to. And at the same time, they want to carry a gun, they don't want it to print, and they want to be able to get to it if they have to. So it doesn't surprise me that the ladies are stepping up. I'm going to reach out to this Anna Taylor. I want to see this lineup she's got. I may be looking to do a project with her. I may be looking for that. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about Senator Chris Murphy because it's, you know, it's Gun Grabber Friday, and, well, I want to give this guy his due. For those of you who don't know him, he's the junior U.S. Senator from Connecticut, and he is Feinstein in waiting. I mean, he makes Diane look like a romper room reject. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
indeed, I need to break the classified down and get it frog lubed up. Chris Murphy, well, he's a fine-looking young fellow. Nearly 4 years ago, because he's a junior senator from Connecticut. Well, by the way, this is coming from Mother Jones, so you know which way this is going. According to Mother Jones, he was thrust into a national tragedy when a gunman killed 20 children and 6 adults at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown. He would have been thrust in it if he'd been there. But let's move on. Since then, he has been one of the most tenacious voices in the Democratic Party when it comes to gun control. In June, he conducted a 15-hour filibuster that helped gather nearly every Senate Democrat for a sit-in and drew widespread media coverage. Sort of the same, that occurred at about the same time as the illegal sit-in that happened at the House. Mother Jones decided to sit down with the good senator about his efforts on gun violence, the fraught presidential election, and his plans to keep on taking on the gun lobby. Mother Jones, the Sandy Hook massacre was a major turning point for you. How do you think things have changed in the anti-gun violence movement since then? Chris Murphy, my career in Congress is a story before Sandy Hook and after Sandy Hook. I have a connection to this issue because of my experience that day and my friendship with many of the families that has tragically developed. I will consider my time in the Senate a failure if we don't pass some meaningful legislation to reduce the likelihood that Sandy Hook ever happens again. You don't have to pass anything in the Senate. Senator, allow the FASTER program into Connecticut. You're not going to have Sandy Hook in Ohio. He continues, the anti-gun violence movement has essentially been asleep from 1994 to 2012. And during that time, the gun lobby built up an enormous political power. We've been organizing during the modern era of the anti-gun violence movement for 3.5 years. Anti-gun violence. Then they come back, Mother Jones. Your filibuster in the Senate after the Orlando mass shooting drew national attention. Talk about your decision to do that. Let me be the one. Well, I decided to grandstand and get out there and make my bones so that, if this whole Senate thing doesn't work out, maybe I can get a job with the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, the Violence Policy Center, or maybe Gabby Giffords would give me a job. That's not what he says. He says, I was standing with my kids when I saw the news of what had happened in Orlando, and I got this sinking feeling of dread, knowing I was going to return to Washington and be part of a script that had become devastatingly familiar. Tweets of thoughts and prayers, a moment of silence, calls on the Republican majority to do something, a rejection of those demands from Republican leadership, and then silence. Mother Jones, do you have any specific plans for introducing gun control legislation in this session? Christopher Murphy, my energy right now is on the elections. I'm raising money for candidates who are going to help us tip the balance on this issue. If we have a president who asks for a mandate on combating gun violence, as Hillary Clinton is requesting, that's going to be really impactful. I will certainly defer to her when it comes to the exact pace and content of legislative action, but I expect it will be at the top of her agenda. It certainly will be at the top of mine. You're not supposed to defer to the president, Senator. You're there to check her. Mother Jones, how do you see this playing out if there's a Trump presidency? Chris Murphy, it would be devastating for the country if Donald Trump won it. It would be devastating for the anti-gun violence movement. But we would be on a long list of progressive causes that would be shattered by a Trump win. Donald Trump has embraced the NRA. At some level, he's more radical than the NRA. In the wake of Orlando, he was calling on people to walk into bars fully armed as a means to prevent future tragedies. That would have worked, you dimwit. Even the NRA had to distance themselves from the proposal to mix open carry with drinking. I don't ever think Donald Trump got out there and said, go to the bar while you're tying on your bender and carry your AR-15. I don't think he ever said that. Mother Jones, you've been really vocal on Twitter about some of Trump's remarks. One that comes to mind is your tweet after he said the Second Amendment folks might be able to do something about Hillary Clinton. Christopher Murphy, I don't know whether Trump meant it or if it was a joke, but you have to think not about what you mean, but what people hear. He has a lot of unstable people at those rallies. He sounds just like Bill Kristol. Or Bert Stevens. or, you know, George Will. And if I'm saying that Senator Christopher Murphy, progressive, Democrat, liberal, gun-grabbing, zealot, punk, is out there sounding a lot like Bill Kristol, one of those two guys needs to thoroughly examine themselves. He continues, frankly, when you twin the language of assassination threats with his suggestion that a Hillary Clinton electoral victory would be illegitimate, it scares the hell out of me. Well, you guys said that the whole time about Gore. But he says this, he also throws this little nugget in there. I've listened to Republicans say over and over again that we should focus on enforcing the laws that we have. The great hypocrisy of that statement is that they are deliberately handcuffing the enforcement agency that oversees current law. He's referring to the ATF. Now, the ATF is really good at creating crime. They're really good at creating crime. They have a long, long checkered history of creating crime. They've had their little storefront front stings, you know, going all the way back to Weaver, you know, Randy Weaver. They got out there, hey, Randy, I need a sawed-off shotgun. I'm not doing that. Well, here, let me follow you around for 2.5 years and bug you until you finally break down. Okay, if I do it, will you leave me alone? Yeah. Okay, here you go. Sawed-off shotgun. You're under arrest. Huh? Or Fast and Furious, you know. Excuse me, ATF supervisors. I'm one of the ATF field agents. I see a shipment of 500 guns going over the border right now. I'm in position to intercept and interdict and stop these guns from running. What say you, ATF supervisory branch? Let them go. We don't need the ATF. We have no need for the ATF at all. We have no need for the ATF. We also don't have any sort of a need for Mother Jones, apparently, because, you know, it's a good damn thing I'm not a print journalist, because my whole print journalism career would be spent highlighting the softball lobbing progressive agenda shills that pass for, you know, print journalists today. A dying medium with a biased outlook. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Try it, folks. Your weapons will remain in a state of readiness the likes of which you've never seen in your life by using this treatment on your weapon. Check them out, Frog Lube. To further cry you some more, River, we have this, Every Town for Gun Safety. They teamed up with a cat named Andrew Bird. Now, I only know who he is because I looked around the other day trying to figure out whatever happened to Fiona Apple, the singer. It turns out she's done some stuff with Andrew Bird. And he teamed up with actor and director Natalie Morales, Parks and Recreation and Girls, for a heartbreaking anti-gun violence video. Yeah. Of course, it doesn't work on me because, you know, I'm just full of hatred and I don't have any empathy at all for my fellow man, no matter what their age. The video, directed by Morales, is set to Bird's cerebral song, Pulaski at Night, about his hometown of Chicago. The song from his EP, I Want to See Pulaski at Night, for Every Town, is a very fitting choice. Because, you see, Every Town reports that this year Chicago will likely have more homicides than it has had in more than a decade, and the majority of the city's homicides involve guns. The video follows, and this is their wording, okay? A young black boy whose school day is suddenly interrupted by a lockdown drill. He tries to shake off the scary event and go on with his day, but on his way home, he passes two memorials for young people lost to gun violence. Every Town for Gun Safety is claimed by this tome to be the largest gun violence prevention organization in the country. And Bird and Morales are both members. Byrd writes, the rhetoric around gun violence has gotten so reactionary that it seems no one is talking sense. Every town is an organization that is talking sense, making points that no one can argue with. It's not only the shameful body count in this country, but the psychic toll that gun violence is taking on our citizens, especially young people. Now, once again, let me refer you liberal progressive fools to Josh Earnest, who actually spoke the truth the other day when he said, you know, nationwide, violence is down. It's spiking in Chicago because you have an anti-gun regime in place, because you have a lot of gangs in place, and you have a lot of gangs in place because you don't have a lot of family in place. Maybe if you were to go take care of that. Byrd will donate $1 from every ticket sold for his U.S. tour to every town. Aren't they the lucky one? Aren't you, or isn't everybody there going to go to the Andrew Byrd tour? He also created a special edition orange Are You Serious shirt as part of the Wear Orange campaign. Okay. In other news, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, based in San Francisco, naturally, last week approved another step the Obama administration has taken to limit the right to own a gun, although it's guaranteed in the Bill of Rights. When the Supreme Court ruled in 2008 that the Second Amendment to the Constitution prohibits both state and federal governments arbitrarily interfering with the right of the individual Americans to keep and bear arms, it recognized that every constitutional right is subject to reasonable restrictions. So the Obama administration began looking for loopholes in the Constitution, all to limit gun ownership with executive orders, reinterpreted regulatory requirements, and whatever else creative bureaucrats could devise to harass gun owners and gun dealers. Many of these new restrictions are far from reasonable, and unless Democrats can deliver on their promise to turn the court into an instrument of progressive liberalism, will no doubt be struck down. Enter medical marijuana. This started coming around in 2011. The lawyers at the Bureau of ATF realized they might use the fact that under federal law, marijuana remains illegal even for medical purposes, and in September 2011, the agency sent a warning to gun dealers that anyone using a prescription to obtain pot for medicinal purposes is a criminal drug user ineligible to buy or own a gun under federal law. So, if you get a prescription, you're a criminal. U.S. attorneys in the various states had earlier made this warning, and gun owners were told they were liable under federal law from buying or owning a gun and could be sent to prison for it. Of course, there was an uproar over this. American spunk is not quite dead yet in some quarters. This led some U.S. attorneys to say the government didn't then intend to prosecute everyone with a prescription and a gun, but would instead target gun dealers. We're going to get somebody. Such assurances aside, the agency's letter and interpretation of the law put hundreds of gun dealers and thousands of gun owners, shooters, and hunters at risk of criminal indictment. A Nevada woman, holder of a medical marijuana card who had been denied a gun by a Nevada dealer, sued, arguing that her rights had been abridged. The result was the decision handed down last week decreeing that the use of marijuana, even for legal medicinal purposes, makes it more likely that someone would use a gun for illegal and dangerous purposes. Now, Mr. Obama hates guns, but likes marijuana. He has said that he, too, is once a pothead, but he will send government lawyers to court to argue that someone who uses marijuana for legitimate medical purposes is as dangerous as a Chicago gangbanger, for example, and must therefore be denied the rights guaranteed to others under the Constitution. Haven't been found guilty of nothing. They're on a list, is what it is. A new list. I guess we could call it, if you fly high, no buy. Something like that. I don't know. We should expect nothing less from Obama. Obama would sell his soul. Well, his mother's soul anyway. He would sell. I mean, the guy's a progressive. He's a progressive. You want to sit back and say, well, you know, he used pot, so he would see the purpose and the absolute utility of smoking dope. I think here that you are vastly overestimating the humanity of our current commander-in-chief. And that's the thing to keep in mind. So, I love that they're doing a music video about violence in Chicago without talking about, is that little boy, by the way, that they're following around, does he have a dad? Is his dad at home? Is his mom at home? Is he part of a nuclear family? Is he at risk for gun violence because he's been, you know, he's being raised by his auntie or his grandma? I didn't get enough information about the music video. Oh, well, every town is behind it. They've teamed up, and Andrew Bird, who I really don't know who he is donating $1 from each ticket on his tour. I don't know how much money that works out to be. It sounds very generous, though, doesn't it? Unless he's charging like $85 a head, then he's not being very nice about it, is he? He's not donating very much to Bloomberg's billion-dollar company. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Shouted where no one heard. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I thoroughly recommend everybody try that. Try it until it's gone, and I guarantee your weapon is going to run better and it's going to handle better because this is a treatment of everything metal on the gun. Check them out. If the election were to be held today, well, first of all, let's set the stage for this. Hillary Clinton is not a campaigner. Being kind about it, she sucks as a campaigner. She doesn't, and the longer she's on the campaign trail, the worse it gets for her. Now, having said that, because of the passage of time and the way things have worked out and the fact we haven't had debates or anything yet, were this election to be held today, she probably has a very good chance of winning. Problem is that the election is 2 months away, and she has lost momentum. She is spinning her wheels. Now, there was this commander-in-chief forum this past Wednesday night, and this should have been a showcase for the ex-Secretary of State's superior knowledge and experience. Instead, she looked like a witness in front of a grand jury. She had to explain her past mistakes and mishandling of classified emails at state. The New York Times reported one of the two candidates, Ms. Clinton, faced by far the tougher and more probing questions from the moderator, Matt Lauer of NBC, and from an audience of military veterans about her use of private email, her vote authorizing the Iraq War, her hawkish foreign policy views. And you know what? That's because she did it. She's the one that claims, well, I've got this experience, I've got this, I've got that. Well, your experience has sort of been, you've misused your power. On the defense, most of the time, she scored very few points. And, of course, the New York Times went after Matt Lauer. And the Times all but threw in the towel and conceded that the Donald had won the night. The headline was from Michael Grinbaum. He wrote, moderator of Clinton-Trump forum fields a storm of criticism. Mr. Lauer found himself besieged on Wednesday evening by critics of all political stripes who accused the anchor of unfairness, sloppiness, and even sexism of his handling of the event. When your allies are ripping the refs, well, you probably have, you probably lost that game. It's probably gone down in flames. Now, this is basically a dress rehearsal for the debates. And Donald Trump played Trump. And Clinton was cast in the role of Mexican President Peña Nieto, who just fired the finance minister who told him to invite the Donald to Mexico for a talk. This is not the only thing, though. There are other indications that the tide is turning against Clinton. Consider the absolute near hysteria of a media that has taken airing charges in echo of tail gunner Joe McCarthy that Donald Trump is somehow the conscious agent of a Kremlin conspiracy. And why is that? Well, because Trump accepts the compliments of Vladimir Putin and refuses to call the Russian ruler a thug, which is now apparently the mark of a statesman. To call him a thug. Moreover, when it comes to her strongest suit, or what they think is her should be her strongest suit, which would be foreign policy, before Clinton can elaborate on her vision, she's forced to answer for her blunders. Well, yeah, the past always predicates the future. I can't say that out loud. She's asked stuff like, why did she vote for the war in Iraq? Why did she push for a war in Libya that produced this hellish mess? Does she still defend her handling of the Benghazi massacre? What happened to her reset with Russia? Well, okay, those are all questions that bear answering because as Secretary of State, she was executing policy put forth in front of her. Badly? I mean, she certainly had a lot of power for a Secretary of State. Now, of course, she wants to be, you know, the big kahuna, and she needs to answer for all of her mess-ups. Critically, when facing the press, which she has begun to do after 8 months of stonewalling, she is invariably dragged into the morass of the private sector. The lost and found emails, her inability to understand or abide by State Department rules on classified and secret documents, and FBI accusations of extreme carelessness and duplicity. Really, truly, what Pantsuit should be doing is just saying, you know what, I'm just going to withdraw from the race. I'll let Joe Biden run in, or maybe Bernie would come back. I don't like these people no more. I don't want to play this no more. I'm just going to quit and take my millions that I've made selling favors and retire to the beach. I need somebody to come and hold my chair for me, or I'll fall right out of it. Then there's a steady stream of revelations about the Clinton Foundation, raking in hundreds of millions from dictators and despots who did business with the Hillary Clinton State Department. Bill Clinton now describes himself as a Robin Hood of Sherwood Forest, who took from the rich to give to the poor, with Hillary Clinton presumably cast in the role of Maid Marian of Goldman Sachs. If this stuff wasn't true, I couldn't find somebody crazy enough to write it. Now, to get her message out, Clinton has to punch it through a media filter. And in this ferociously competitive and diverse media market today, many know that the way to the front page or top of the website is to find a new angle on the plethora of scandals, minor and major, surrounding Pantsuit and Slick Willie. And with thousands of emails still out there, the contents of which are known to her adversary, she will likely have IEDs going off beneath her campaign all the way to November. Then let's think about the coughing fits, a repeated distraction from her message. Now, should they go away, I guess we could write that one off. But if they keep happening, people will rightly demand from a physician, what's wrong with her? Because of her own blunders, Clinton's adversaries have achieved a large measure of control over her campaign and how it's reported. In a sense, this is like Watergate, where no matter that Richard Nixon might be managing a Yom Kippur war or a strategic summit in Moscow, press and prosecutors care only about the tapes. And meanwhile, Trump's message has begun to come through, loud and clear and consistent. He will secure the border. He will negotiate the trade deals that have been killing U.S. manufacturing and costing American jobs. He will be a law and order president who will put America first. He will keep us out of wars like Iraq. He will talk to Vladimir Putin, smash ISIS, back the cops and the vets, and rebuild the military. Other than being the first woman president, What is the big change that Hillary offers? I'll be the first woman president and carry on and maybe go further left than Obama ever thought possible, all the while taking money for people to come and visit me. Pantsuit is in deep, deep kimchi. Bad trouble. Big, big problems. And this is all stuff that she created, so there's no escaping it. This is not a matter of perception or anything else. This is all based off of her record. And, you know, the thing, the craziest thing about this is this is an insult to the American people. She honestly believes that nobody would pay attention to all of her junk. And now you've got Trump who won't let it die, which it shouldn't die. She should be in an orange jumpsuit right now, shuffling along in plastic flip-flops, going to Club Fed. With a new address and a new name that has a lot of numbers in it. She committed espionage. Not knowing what the law is, not knowing how to break the law or anything else. When you break the law, you still pay the penalty. Nobody ever gets to plead the fifth due to ignorance. So, she's in deep trouble. Her election is in deep trouble. Her campaign is in deep trouble. And the only thing now keeping us from closing this deal are the never Trumpers that are out there right now still. You know, some of them are beginning to come around because if Trump wins, their relevance really fades with them. We're going to be right back. Third hour coming up. This is Locked On. If your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.